Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10, we do Gavin's phone scams. What's our scam today?
Calling Rick. He's getting ready to go on a trip with his wife, Brianna. And what do you do before every trip? You pack, and then you prank.
Is that a rule?
And Brianna wanted me to call as his Airbnb renter to tell him that there's some things that he should be prepared for.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rick?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Rick, this is you rented my property on Airbnb up at South Lake Tahoe. How are you?
Oh, yeah, good. How are you?
Good. No, I'm doing fine. I like to call all of the people that are going to be renting my property and just tell you a couple of the things that you're going to need to bring before you get there.
Okay.
So do you have a pen and paper? You should get a pen and paper.
Yeah, sure. Let me just get one real quick. Okay.
Okay. None of the beds have any sheets on them. So bring some sheets, bring some pillowcases.
Okay.
You're going to want to bring, I'd appreciate it if you brought like paper plates, paper cups, paper utensils. And our house doesn't provide any toilet paper or paper towels, so you're going to have to bring that as well. And and the last thing is you're going to want to bring some itch cream.
Itch cream.
So besides that, you're going to be just fine for this trip.
What's itch cream for?
That is for the bed bugs.
Wait. I'm bringing my own sheets. How are there bed bugs?
Man, if it was as simple as sheets, I wouldn't have bed bugs.
I didn't agree to that.
No, actually you did. I put it in the disclaimer for the Airbnb agreement. When you click agree, it's in there. I had them put it in there.
Wait, if you have bed bugs, why are you running an Airbnb?
I need the money to take care of the bed bugs.
That's crazy. You're taking advantage of customers booking with you?
I'm not taking advantage. I put it right there in the agreement. It's in the disclaimer.
Anywhere.
It does. It says it's teeny tiny, like a bed bug. It's in there. It's small.
Well then you know that you're decepting people. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. I'm not going somewhere where there's bed bugs.
I don't care if you come or not. I mean, you've already rented it.
I want my money back. If I'm not coming because there's bed bugs and you're lying to people, that's not fair. I want my money back.
First of all, I never lie, and I see the word bed bugs right there, plain as day.
That's where is it?
It is right after the sentence that says, only one of the toilets works. And the other one that says, do not open the basement door that is locked with a padlock under any circumstances, with a cross burned on the door. It says it right there.
What kind of f***ing place is this? This is ridiculous.
It is my vacation property at South Lake Tahoe that I have put...
A vacation with bed bugs. That's ridiculous. I've never heard of that before.
I am not a professional renter. I'm just a regular Joe Schmo who's renting his property that it happens to be infested with bed bugs, has one working toilet, and where a murder may not have been committed in the basement. So,
listen, Joe Schmo, this is f-ing ridiculous. I want my money back.
Well, I'm not the guy that you're renting the property from. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and I was just messing with you. You're on a phone scam.
What?
Your wife Brianna wanted me to scam you.
Oh man! All right. Okay.
Sorry about that, Rick. I'm sure that the place is lovely, and I'm sure it doesn't have bed bugs. But I guarantee, though, that when you go, if you itch even once, you're gonna be like, I think this place might have bed bugs.
Oh man, it's gonna be on my head now.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. The Wake Up Call.